Blog Talk Radio.
Are we going to go back and get it at some point? Or? No. But I'm talking about something else. Remember how it always starts a certain way and you said that it would drop from there?
It would drop and I can't find it, so I'm having to wait.
Right. But are we going to be able to get it for next week is what
I
I'm
don't
saying.
Know.
When we...
Well,
we have the whole show. Okay, and that you can be able to do for next week, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's all I'm asking. Why is that such a hard question?
Because I keep answering it.
You kept saying no. No, because you kept saying you don't know, and I don't understand why you don't know when we actually have it.
Tell me when you're ready to start.
Okay, I'm ready. You got to bring me the timing, right?
Quiet.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
There was some kind of glitch in the music. Wait, do you have the thing where you'll tell me the time?
Yes, I always said bring it in.
You always bring it in, that's right. I just didn't know if you had. Okay.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
Da-da-da-da, indeed. This is Adrian Berg. This is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. The Fountain of Truth about aging. And I know it's hard. It's hard in this time of presidential elections and Pokemon Go and all the worries that you have coming back after a summer to think about your aging. But take a few minutes, 1 hour to be exact, and listen to the only show that hits the issues head on. And this is a very special show for me because it is purely indulgent. I am indulging myself for my birthday. I'm giving myself a birthday gift. September 15th is my birthday, and this is my birthday show. And I have chosen all of the important topics, the things that really struck my fancy for one reason or another in all this year that I've been reading articles, books, talking to people, making recommendations, hearing things to do for myself and for you. And I really love this show because I'm hitting the highlights. But I have some particular requirements for what I want to talk about, and that has to do with trends. What are the trends? What are we looking at? Well, first of all, I want to say a word about sex. I want to start out with that. People who are over 60 are sexy. More and more, you can see that in movies and films. You know that this show has the Ageism Police, and I hope you will go to our website, GenerationBoldRadio.com, and hear some of the old archives on the Ageism Police, where we really excoriate movies and music lyrics and advertisements when they are sexist, racist, and of course, in our case, number one issue is ageist. And it's funny because it tends to be all the same. But sex is no longer a dirty word when it is combined with the word older. Except that there's a brand new study out of Washington. All right, here we go. Sex is healthy for aging women, says the study, but it's risky for older men. That's an unbalanced scale if I ever heard. Look, frequent, satisfying sexual activity poses cardiovascular risks for older men, but regular orgasmic sex could actually protect aging women from health concerns and problems. The researchers announced this only this Tuesday, and the findings have been going around. There's a big buzz in the aging community, I'll tell you that. It's really quite striking because even female sex hormones released during orgasm could benefit a woman's health, says the study. But what's the scoop with the guys? Well, the scoop is, and this is a quote, moreover, older men who found sex with their partner extremely pleasurable or satisfying had a higher risk of cardiovascular events than men who did not feel so. So it's worse than you think. It's not only that it's bad for older men, but the more they like it, the worse it is for them. And if they have more difficulty reaching orgasm, then their heart has to work harder and is a cardiovascular event. So, of course, I have a solution for this. Why don't you just tell your husband that you're going with a younger guy and it's for his health? Seems to me that that could be a win-win for all. Home automation, next huge trend in aging. You know, I would say it this way, aging, there's an app for that. And indeed there is. Again, just this week, this September, the month of September, happens to be Active Aging Week, and the idea, month, I should say, and the idea is for everybody to be able to be as independent as possible all their life. And the latest in this is not equipment. The latest in this is not mobility devices. The latest in this is not renovating your home. It's a big variety of mobile phone apps. Now, for example, certain home automation apps allow you to control the lights, the blinds, the thermostat just by touching your screen. You can install motor sensor lights so that your aging in place is much easier, much less risky. You just use your app and the bathroom light goes on before you get there. You can also have a smart thermostat with a heating and air conditioning app so that you will not, and you can set the temperatures the right way, because how many of you have gone into your parents' homes and it's either been freezing or stifling hot because they really don't know how to work the equipment? Well, if they can use an app, they can work the equipment. And, of course, there are also apps for security, anti-home invasion security devices, to keep an eye on who's coming in. The older adult can look at it, but so could their loved ones, to see, you know, who they've been entertaining there if they give permission for that. And, of course, staying connected. We already know, and we've had so many guests on our show And I've done many, many articles, including an ebook on the importance of friendship. And we have seen studies coming out of Harvard University and others saying that by having six friends, you actually have 2.5 years more of life, that having connections, including your relatives and your friends, not just somebody that you relate to on the television or on the internet or even just on Facebook, but real people, increases your longevity. And you can use your apps to schedule reminders to meet people. You can go online to meet them in the first place. You can go to Meetup and use all of these things and then see real people. It's really an amazing idea, because we do know that more people own mobile phones than actually computers. What about pet care? There are apps for animal lovers that give information that will make it a little bit easier if you're an older adult. There are automated feeders and water fountains, even door openers, all that can be controlled if you have the right app, the right equipment, and you've got your cell phone with you. So all this is there to increase your independence. So if you're going to go in January, and you should, if you are anywhere near Las Vegas, you can go to the largest trade conference and convention in the world. You know what that is? That is the Consumer Electronics Show. That's where you used to go to see your home theaters and the best sound system for your home. But now people go for many other things, including drive yourself cars without having to, you know, self-drive. But robots, there are robots everywhere now. They started being small little dogs that came out of Japanese companies. And now you can have full lifestyle folks that live in your home. No, you probably will not increase your lifespan by 2.5 years because of your relationship with your robot. But it could make you healthier. And it certainly could allow you to age in place and stay home when you never would have been able to do that before. So from robots to apps on your mobile phone, the greatest trend, lifelong independence through electronics. Really important. And for those of you who are not very computer literate, you still haven't gotten the hang of it, there are companies like CU-Link that I have a big part of and that I really champion, which will allow you to use your computer. From email to getting the weather to Skype to video conferencing of all types, even to having religious ceremonies heard right in your own home if you can't get to your local religious institution. And that's called CU-Link. It's very popular in London and in England. It's very popular in Australia. And it's coming to the United States. So it's something very much a new world of self-empowerment. And finally, for this segment, I want to talk about my old life. You reflect a little bit as you get a little older and you have a birthday. And for 35 years, I was a lawyer, but please do not hold that against me. What's most important is that I'm not anymore. But I still hark back to some of the good things that we were able to do for folks in the world of trust and estates, and one of them was ethical wills. This is something you can write yourself. This is something that you can create with a voice-activated word processing. This is something you can write with your hand. It has nothing to do with a legal matter. It is not binding. It is telling the people that you love what you think is ethical, where your heart and your altruism is, what you think would make their life better and make them happier, because those are the things that made you happier. And this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, and this is the only show that deals with issues of aging, including what is trending. And if you go to generationboldradio.com, we have the most wonderful website. And on that website, you will see something that's called Ask Adrienne. Now, we are going on a trip together. Yep, you didn't know that, huh? But we are. From March 23rd to March 30th, we're going to Budapest and Croatia and Romania and Serbia and Bulgaria. We are going on a beautiful private, very private, river boat. And we are going with people who are the greatest musicians you'll ever want to hear. It's part of my love for the Gilbert and Sullivan Society. I love Gilbert and Sullivan, live opera, operettas, And there'll be music on board, off board, and you'll see some great sights. So if you have an interest in just a great river cruise at an incredibly wonderful price, please go to Ask Adrian. And there, say, yes, I am interested in theatrical adventure. We'll talk more about that and a lot more when we return.
Because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
I'm ready.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
Back again. This is Adrian Berg. This is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And I really am back again. I was almost 5 weeks away in Europe doing some wonderful things, checking a lot off the bucket list, which included going to Harrogate, England for the Gilbert and Sullivan Society Festival. I loved it. And I went on to Edinburgh for the very famous Edinburgh Festival and Fringe Festival. And I just did not want to leave the music. Music just informed every bone in my body for weeks, and I found a way for all of us together to continue that great journey. It seems that the same folks that put on the Gilbert and Sullivan Festival also do river cruises, very private, very inexpensive, and very geared to the older adult, or what's called the mature market, folks. The one that I thought was wonderful, put together by Theatrical Adventures, was from Budapest, Croatia, Romania, Serbia, Bulgaria. The fact is that these are a lot of things on the bucket list for many of us. And I do know that many of my listeners travel a lot. They love to go to my website, The Ageless Traveler, and learn how to get their luggage taken care of easily or get the very best insurance for their trip. But here is a first time that we have a chance to actually travel together. This trip takes place between March 23rd and 30th on the Danube. Yeah, it's a little bit chilly, but it's also beautiful and refreshing. We have many, many days in places that I think you have really longed to see. If you haven't gotten to Croatia, you have to. If you haven't gotten to Serbia, you have to. The beauty, the markets, the people, it's really quite magical. There's 162 folks, that's it, on this river cruise. That's very small, very private, and every one of us are from the same group. In other words, we really are a team. There are lectures, master classes in music, 24-hour tea and coffee, and remember, these are Brits, so the tea is incredible, the food is wonderful, and it's very, very inexpensive. Listen to this. I'm just going to whet your appetite with two things. The deluxe cabin is £1,400 per person for the entire trip. And if you're a single, you don't have to worry about it. There are 12 single cabins at £750. Now, remember, these are British pounds. But the British pound has gone down so much because of Brexit that this is the time. If you do want to get the best value for money, as the Brits would say, all you need is a £75 deposit per person. How would you get the information on this? Well, it's very private, so simply go to our website, generationboldradio.com. Go to Ask Adrian and simply send me an email with your email address. Have it right there, your name, saying, yes, I'd like information emailed to me on Theatrical Adventures. This is not something that's going to go out to the general public. Very, very private, because there's only 162 opportunities to be on this particular river cruise. Okay, I told you in the first segment that this was a very special month. It happens to be Active Aging Month, and lots of stuff is going on. Now, just this last Wednesday, the U.S. Senate met their particular committee. I don't even know if you know that there is a special Senate committee on aging. It is a bipartisan committee, and they got together because we got troubles in River City, folks. There is what's called the retirement gap. As of 2015, and now it's worse this year, the difference between what people have saved and what they will need to live on in retirement nationwide is $7.7 trillion. We're $7.7 trillion short. That's a serious gap. And the fact is that 82% of those who are in the know and do financial accounting when it comes to these gaps say that our generation, the baby boomers, the rich guys, the educated guys, will have a less financially secure future with our longevity than our parents did. And there's a bipartisan policy center that's getting together. They did a two-year study. And what did they show in 2 years? We need help. So the Senate Aging Committee is holding hearings to examine what can be done. Now, there is something that's already in the books, and there are regulations for that already. That's called a CLAC. We've talked about it before on the show, but I do have to bring it out. It stands for Qualified Longevity Annuity. It's a Qualified Longevity Annuity. And this is something that you can buy in your IRA. It is a type of annuity, but it's very specialized. You cannot put more than $125,000 in it per person. That's your maximum. You can put in less. But what it will do, it will exempt that money from the required minimum distribution. You could leave it in there. You don't have to take it out. And at age 85, gives you a stream of income. Now, what's the big deal here? Well, this is being done by the United States government, sanctioned under the Internal Revenue Code, to encourage you to actually have an annuity that can't run out no matter how long you live, because there's a real concern that people, remember, we have that $7.7 trillion in savings deficit, that people will get to ripe old ages. They'll be okay, but if they make it to 87, 90, 92, 93, and many, many will, millions will, there's 78 million baby boomers, and we're pretty healthy, knock on wood. The fact is that if we get that far, we may run out of money. But with an annuity, you cannot. And this CLAC is an encouragement from the United States government, which allows clients, allows you to defer up to 25% of your RMDs until age 85. Then you have to use the product. You have to start taking money out, living on it, and paying taxes on it. But it's really a statement. I call this a statement by the United States government, a recognition of our aging. Now, speaking of money and aging, here is a real happy note. The University of Oregon has come out with a study saying that, according to both neuroscience, what's going on in our brain, and behavioral economics, what we really do in the real world, people who are older are nicer. We give more money. We are more altruistic. We get great pleasure. Our neurons start to just fire up, and we get neural rewards when we witness money going to a charity. And younger people don't. They get excited when they witness money going to them to buy something. And the interesting part of this study, which looked at people from ages 18 to 67, was this. They looked at people with the same amounts of money. They were not looking at wealthy people. People who were older were not more generous or altruistic just because they were richer, because they were not richer in this study. So it was really wonderful, and they said that general benevolence is more strongly expressed in the second half of the lifespan. People older than 45 receive more neural rewards from seeing others better off. And that was wonderful, but they also tested if people would give their own money. And the answer was yes. It was not simply what was going on for their own brain health. They were actually giving money. It was not just the experimental stage, but the actual altruism stage. So this is a happy stage of life. When we come back, we're going to talk about what I call the upper 40. You know what the upper 40 is, folks? That's ages 60 to 100. Yeah, you're going to make the upper 40. We'll be right back.
because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds good. Stupendous is nice. Okay, wait, I gotta take these away. Wait. Help me with this. I may take that one. Why not? But I have stuff. Okay, I'm ready. Yes.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg, and this is my birthday show. This is the Fountain of Truth about aging, Generation Bold. As you get old, you get bold, and I'm getting a little older. And so I'm reflecting on some of the articles, items, newsworthy, personal, that I really thought made a difference in my life and in my thinking, and perhaps will yours as well. And so I decided to give myself a little gift, and that is the gift of indulgence. I am going to share these with you, and have been for the first half of the show. But I ended my last segment talking about something called the upper 40. I call it the upper 40. What does it mean? Well, it certainly means the years between 60 and 100. And these are years that were taken for granted. First of all, in many generations, there was no way of living that long. So who had an upper 40 to begin with? Then as we began to realize, usually in the 1970s, 1980s, when the idea of aging itself became a topic, and I can tell you that in my latest book, I talk about aging, and people accept that that's an issue. But only in 2008, the book before this one, How Not to Go Broke at 102, people said, it's ridiculous. Who cares about if I'm going to have money in my 80s? I'm not going to live that long. Well, you know, who's sorry now? So the fact is that our expectations of longevity are greater. So what is the business? What is the business of living in these extra 40 years from 60 to 100? When we're younger, in the first third of our life, you know what business we're in. We're in the business of education. We should be learning and growing. In the next part of our life, we're in the business of business. That's when we have our children, we get married, we choose our mate, we have a house, we start to save, I hope, of course, we have a career. But what is the business after retirement or after 60, whether you're retired or not? Well, there is a new trend, and that is called conscious aging. The business of aging after 60, is to transcend, to get more spiritual. That doesn't mean religious. It means to have more communion with a greater world, which includes spirituality, which includes nature, which actually includes sports, health, fitness, relationships, charity, the way we think about things, creativity, art, and poetry. All of these things is the true business of the upper 40. And if you would like to explore this a little bit more in your own life, and you really don't have a compass, you don't know where to find information on this, there is an organization. You know, I won't say there's an app for that, but I will say that there is an organization and an alliance. So the most important organization in this area is called the Center for Conscious Eldering. And they look at eldering very differently than aging. They look at eldering as a power, a passion, a way that because you are older and you know more, you're in a position to give back. And not just give back money, perhaps not give back money at all, but to give back wisdom in the old-fashioned way that being an elder meant something. But in creating that concept, the Center for Conscious Eldering has courses, offline, online meetings, free articles, but they've joined together with other organizations that are also there to help you engage in the new business of aging, which is having a freer, happier, more wonderful, more empowered life than you had before. And that is called the Conscious Aging Alliance. So what you want to do is you want to get to your computer. If you don't use computers, get help because it's really worth going. And look at their website, centerforconscious-eldering.com. It's just the name of the organization, centerforconscious-eldering.com. You'll get into a whole new world that you perhaps have never heard of, never thought of, and you'll elevate yourself and your friends and everybody around you. Now, the tip of the iceberg is the idea of conscious eldering. In other words, really thinking about our aging, thinking about what it means to us, to everybody else, what we can contribute to the world. So we're not always there as the new burden of the world. We're there making our contribution and making it in a way that not only makes everybody else happy, but makes us happy too. But part of conscious eldering has been something very, very philosophical, erudite, almost mystical. They've been looking into what Alzheimer's really means. What happens to the Alzheimer's mind? Does there have any relationship between this and meditation? Is there any relationship to this and spirituality? Particularly when you have issues of memory loss and memory gain in the same person at different times of the day in their life and so on. So there's a whole new group of books and articles and, of course, studies. And let me just give you some of the names. And the minute I give you the name, you'll understand exactly what I mean. One is A Deeper Perspective on Alzheimer's and Other Dementias, Practical Tools with Spiritual Insights. That's Feinhorn Press. Megan Carnaris is the author. Where Two Worlds Touch, A Spiritual Journey Through Alzheimer's. Angelica is the last name of the author. It's Skinner House. No Act of Love is Ever Wasted, The Spirituality of Caring for Persons with Dementia. And Seasons of Caring, Meditations for Alzheimer's and Dementia Caregivers. So there is two sides to this issue of conscious eldering when it comes to dementia. One is the spirituality and the intentional component of the person who's helping somebody afflicted with Alzheimer's. And the other is what really happens to the mind of somebody who is losing memory. Is there a meditative or spiritual component to this? Studies are being done everywhere. And, of course, the import of those studies for the caregiver is to relax them, because we all know that caregivers can be more in jeopardy and more in danger of health crises than the people they take care of. And with regard to people with Alzheimer's, we're looking to see how it is possible to make their lives better, more connected, and more conscious. So the idea of conscious eldering is a huge topic. It's really ready for a TED talk, no joke. And if you don't know what TED talks are, those are a bunch of intellectual folks who really know how to say it right get together. They're invited, and they give talks. And now there are all kinds of TED talks, mini TED talks, bogus TED talks. Anybody with something interesting to say, as long as you can say it in 18 minutes, you can create a TED talk. Something interesting also for kids. They do it in high schools now. They do it at community centers. And there are TED Talks in senior centers. But the fact is, the topic of aging, and it was never of interest. And now there are so many TED Talks on conscious and spiritual aging. So one of the great trends is we talk a lot about physicality and aging. We're always looking to see where we should get Botoxed. But now we think perhaps we should get Botox in the spirit, not just in the crow's feet. All right, before we leave this segment, I did want to hit on something that is physical, because it's very frequently a problem in your life, but nobody talks about it. And I will tell you that Generation Bold Radio is all about talking about things that nobody else talks about, and many people turn away from it. The problem with aging and looks and getting marginalized because you look old has more to do with your muscles than it has to do with your wrinkles. And the fact is that you begin to lose muscle tone around age 40. And you lose about 8% of your muscle mass every 10 years, meaning you're about 25% less muscle tone around age 70 if you're a normal person who hasn't done anything about it. So do something about it, because muscles not only make you look old when they are saggy, whether in your face or your arms or your body or your legs, but perhaps more importantly, they really affect your movement, your balance, and your posture. Now, we know that there are more emergency room visits because of a fall than anything else, people falling. Muscles are weaker, and if you should have a health issue of any type, from the flu, pneumonia, a bad cold, to something more serious, we all know, but it's proven scientifically, that if you have weak muscles, you will have a much harder time fighting off or recovering from a health setback. It's as simple as that. One of the big problems with muscle mass in older adults is we stop exercising, or we even get afraid to exercise. It becomes a vicious cycle. We don't want to hurt ourselves, and we hurt ourselves more. We may also be have malnutrition. Yeah, you may eat a lot. You may even be overweight. So you have the nutrients you need. Watch your muscles. Watch your teeth and your hair. And the Botox will follow.
And
we'll be right back.
Admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy.
A show of indulgence. That is what this is. I'm about to turn 68 years old. I don't like that 68 years young. I really don't. 68 years old, loud and proud. And the fact is that I have not felt better in all of my life. This is it. This is pretty good. I'm doing fine, knocking on wood all over the place. And it ain't easy. You know, it was Betty Davis who said that old age ain't for sissies. But you can have a great older age if you do a few things that are on my list. This is my birthday show, and I made a gift to myself of explaining to you the things that I think are important, the things I think you're going to be hearing about and reading about, and that are going to be informing your life in the next years to come. And we talked about a lot of them in this show. But we did not talk about how you handle your own aging. There are seven aspects that we read about, know about, learn about over and over again. Let me just mention them to you, and then I'm going to give you the biggest shock of all, and I do mean a shock. One, of course, is exercise. Exercise is critical. We talked about muscle mass, also strength training, osteoporosis, and of good looks. All of this comes from exercising, weight management. Of course, you have to eat right. You do need those proteins, and you do need those vitamin-rich drinks if you're not eating enough. And you do need your supplements if you don't get them from food. And you do need your green vegetables, your Mediterranean diet, your Okinawa diet, whatever you want to call it. It's just vitamin-rich, protein-rich, light on the carbs, great food. You need your relationships. 2.5 years can be added to your life if you have 6 friends. And I don't mean internet friends. I mean people you know, people who can hug you, touch you. The power of touch is important. And, of course, you need money. I mean, I'm a financial gerontologist. That's what I do in my day job. I'm looking at how to this very day. I met with 2 people, one age 79, the other age 80, both handling their own money beautifully. But the fact is they have to be sure they don't lose it in a stock market change, should we have one. And so, yes, you do have to become more conservative, and therefore you have to conserve. So not being rich, but being secure is one of those elements. And doing what you love, having a life purpose, speaking to you about these things, that's part of my life purpose. And I assure you that I'd be bereft if you weren't there. I'm grateful for every one of our listeners. And, of course, in addition to all of this is lifelong learning. More and more, we know that your education doesn't stop. It may even start as you get older. And finally, spirituality. You can call it creativity, you can call it art, you can call it being near nature, but all of this helps us transcend. So I would love to meet you, and I'd love to meet you in Bulgaria. Yes, I'd like to meet you in Croatia, in Romania. If you go to generationboldradio.com, you'll see a tab that says Ask Adrian, and say that you have an interest in coming with me. We're having 162 folks, March 23 to March 30th, a beautiful, beautiful boat, the MS Ariana, going down the Danube to these exotic ports. On board will be some of the most wonderful, beautiful operatic voices you've ever heard, all interested in light opera, Gilbert and Sullivan, grand opera. It's all part of an organization called Theatrical Adventure. This is a British ship, and the low prices are British-denominated in pounds, £1,400 per person for your most expensive cabin. And if you're a single, there are singles with £625 per person. Now, that used to be a lot more than dollars, but because of Brexit, you know, the pound's gone down. So if you're interested in this at all, this is the time to do this. You can really... go on the kind of trip that you've longed for if you love those river cruises and you see they're very expensive. So having told you this, I have to tell you a shocker. You know, this is a show about aging, and I think it's extremely appropriate in talking about the great trends in aging is to tell you that one of the greatest trends is we may be able to stop aging. When I talk in my live presentations, I talk about longevity, and that is what I believe in. You work hard for it, but you can actually put a lot of health in extra healthy years. But there are immortalists out there with great organizations that are totally serious about this. And then there are the anti-agers who don't say we'll be immortal, but say that they can stop aging. And none other than the Mayo Clinic. You think I'm talking about the kookaboos? I am talking about the Mayo Clinic, hoping to speed up the pace at which interventions could delay or prevent aging and all the diseases of aging, including arthritis, diabetes, and blindness. Now, I had the privilege of being at the Buck Institute in California. We've had the director of the institute with us on the show. He is experimenting. I was there. I saw the experiments. I saw the rats. I saw the worms with all kinds of anti-aging, preventive aging drugs. And the one that's been the most successful is metformin, which is for diabetes. And a lot of people take it for diabetes, but it's not generally available. And they're actually campaigning to have that available to anyone as an anti-aging drug. Well, what's happened is the Mayo Clinic has joined with many other groups, and they've created something called the Geroscience Network. They've put out their findings in the journals of gerontology, a series of articles mapping out the strategy for taking new drugs that could target the processes underlying aging itself. So you might say, Adrian, what are you going to do? What kind of show are you going to do if there's no more aging? You can't do Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. But here's your quote from Dr. Jordan Miller with the Cardiovascular Disease and Aging Lab. It says as follows. So far, we've been going organ system by organ system, saying, can we generate enough proof of concept in experimental models in cells and mice to show that we can improve and eliminate the conditions of aging? Now we can say yes, and we're going to take the next big step. Wow. So we've done it. You know, some of you might say, how could you talk so much? You know, how is that possible? Well, it just reminds me of a joke. There were three monks, and they absolutely decided that they were not going to talk. They were going to have silence all night. But after a while, the candle went out, and one of the monks said, the candle has gone out. The second monk said, we're not supposed to talk. And the third monk said, hey, I'm the only one who hasn't said anything. You see, don't ask me how I could talk. Ask me how I could not. It's impossible. I love you guys. Get out there, kids, and make it happen.
Yeah. It was good. I'm glad you're here.